This is the Ready Devotion for Thursday, August 23rd, 2012. Good morning. This is Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining me in this short morning devotion as part of the Good Neighbor Hour. This week, I want us to reflect upon priorities. What are the most important things in your life? And how it is that you might change your actions, change your scheduling, how it is that you might act so that those most important things, those first things for your life might fit into your schedule, might be placed into your schedule and your routine, your actions first. I'd like to share with you two scripture texts. They're fairly short. They're the ones that guided us in our worship service this last weekend. The first one is from Mark chapter 8, verse 36. For what will it profit a person to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? And then from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Be careful then, Paul says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. I'm not convinced that Paul thought that our days were intrinsically evil, that they were in and of themselves bad, but rather that if we are not wise, if we're not intentional, most especially if we don't make the most of our time, we don't redeem our time, another way to translate that passage, then our days can waste away and weigh in upon us and overrun us instead of being a context where we might flourish and make a difference and live out our calling as we have been so invited by God. Each of us has 24 hours a day to make the most of our lives. We have this time to focus our energy, our passion, our time, our resources on what is most important in who we are. To do so not focused on the things that are least important, but to find ways to invest our very best in the callings that have been placed on our hearts, in our lives, in the things that bring us greatest joy, and the ways that we can be strongest and makes the most influence in our world around us. I am convinced that Jesus is very passionate about how you and I spend our time and our energy. If we are the hands and feet of Christ in our community, in our family, then it does matter what you and I do. I'm convinced that for the kingdom and for Jesus' calling in our lives to be realized, we have to invest our best in those things that are most important to our faith, to our lives, to our community, to our world around us. This week we've been thinking about how to put first things first, how to prioritize as we begin this new year. We do it not just for our own life. We do it also for our ministries, for the ways that God wants to transform our community through us as we seek to be faithful to the calling, the work that God is doing in us. Won't you be open this day to how you might be an even better steward of the time God has given you? Let us pray. God, give us strength. Help us to know where to say yes. Help us to know where to say no. Help us to be intentional, to not waste our days, but to use our time, the gifts you have given us, to influence persons, to make disciples, to grow in our faith, to live out the callings, to make a difference in our world. Won't you lead us this day in Jesus' name? Amen. I wish you a blessed day, grace and peace to you from Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church.